I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello. Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with comedian Cameron James.
Hey, we're definitely not going to change it. I'm out of the loop. I know nothing about...
Have you been isolating from the news as well?
Yeah, well, I occasionally get a writing job on a topical...
Don't you work for the news?
Yeah, a lot of topical comedy shows. And I got to tell you, if I'm off the clock, I'm off the clock. I'm not watching anything. I only just found out about this Russia-Ukraine thing. I don't know what's going on over there.
That is so hard to do, to totally disconnect. That's amazing.
It's really easy.
What do you use, Headspace?
I do not. I use Netflix.
Are you on a meditation app? Well, that's kind of a meditation app.
I use Binge. All the streamers.
Yeah. Now, we're going to do a quiz today. Lucky for you, if you're not very good at quizzes, we do have a Brains Trust to assist you. And it'll assist you in the quiz and also in your relationship, because today we have, and they're a married couple, they're relationship counsellors. It's hello to Benny Crumpet and Conchetta Kaminsky.
Thank you so much
for having us.
It's a pleasure
to be here. Dr. Benny Crumpet, by the way.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
And I'm Nurse Conchetta Kaminsky.
Oh, you're a nurse,
you couldn't
are you?
Get a doctorate, or what's going on?
No, I'm lazy. I'm sort of lazy. And so I just was like, this is fun.
She's a great nurse, though. She doesn't need to do that type of thing.
Okay. And so do you work together hand in hand at the same practice, do you?
Yes. Our hands are usually in each other's hands. Other areas, because we're quite sexually active.
You've got to be when you've been together for 40 years. You're these young kids, they think it's easy, and you're supposed to be. You should be penetration.
Wow.
That's our first tip.
Well, just the tip, or do you go the whole dick?
That's a great question, Kyron. So, yeah, when you talk penetration, Benny and Conchetta, how much of the penis are we using?
Yeah.
As much as you need to get the job done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what is the job?
Yeah, that's a great follow-up.
Yeah, thank you. I'm an investigative journalist as well.
Full-blown orgasm.
Okay. Okay. From both parties.
He's never once ended me without me having a full throttle orgasm.
Charlie's Angels too, full throttle. Jeez Louise.
What a successful relationship. It does sound like counselling is less prominent in your practice though, doesn't it?
Sounds more like bragging at this point.
No. We explain what needs to be done to have a successful relationship. That is just one of the things. There are many other things.
Many other things.
Having a nice meal together.
Okay.
You
guys are emotional right now. You're both crying.
No, I just had a big meal, so I'm sort of spluttering all over the place.
A big meal, was it?
Mm, is that code for something?
Yes, Conchetta's full-blown pussy.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome to the pod for those who haven't listened before. What we do on this show is we get a comedian to do a quiz with a brains trust to assist them. And I think we're ready to dive into that quiz right now, shall we?
Yeah, I think so.
Please.
Please. Let's go right ahead.
I just don't know how helpful you guys are going to be. You're very preoccupied with your sexual peccadilloes. Well, that's
incredibly helpful to each other, it seems.
Yeah. Are you across the news?
We love to watch the news. Every morning with who's our favorite guy? Carl.
Carl. We love Carl.
Carl Stefanovic.
Yeah, we love Carl. He's so funny.
Such a good guy.
That's what you want in the news? Funny.
He's really funny, isn't he?
He makes it palatable for people like me and my wife.
Hey, I don't know, just quick follow-up about your relationship and stuff. I think it's very progressive that you both have different last names, I've just noticed.
I agree, yeah.
And you're married. I think that's incredibly progressive. So what's the story there?
Conchetta, you didn't take Benny's name?
Well,
she didn't want to be Mrs. Crumpet, which I think is crazy.
Well, I'm a feminist, obviously, you know, and I believe that I want to have my own name, my own stage name, you know, Nurse Kaminsky, and we don't need the same name to prove to anybody that we are as one.
No, we can all
and
see that.
Just so everyone at home has a visual, when you said I'm a feminist, obviously you grabbed both of your titties.
Well, that's part of it. That's part of it. My power comes from my titties and my big fat us. And a lot of my brain, my big brain, my nursing, my fingers, comes out of my fingers all the way to my little
She's
toes.
She's one of the strongest feminists I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've looked up a lot of feminists.
You're right. They are big.
I have a Google alert.
Late at night, he's up on his computer Googling feminists. I said, come to bed.
Strong feminists.
Yes, the strongest feminists. Some of them are bodybuilders. They can lift a car above their head. Those ones are particularly my favorite.
Mm. Question number one.
Okay.
The Queensland Premier's first name is Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
Spell
Don't
her
ask me
surname.
To spell. God damn it. Don't ask me to do this.
Benny and Conchetta, have you worked with any famous people? Have you counseled in relationships any of these couples? Because often we see in the news, you know, they break up. It's all big publicity. You know, they're on the front page of a tabloid. Are you in there with the celebrity couples?
Well, obviously there's doctor, nurse, patient, confidentiality. Mm-hmm. So we can't say who, but yes.
But let's just say Elton John. Was one of them.
You and David and Elton.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. They had some troubles. They had a lot of troubles.
Yeah.
What was David Furnish and Elton John's troubles?
They were going for women and we said, you're gay, what are you doing?
We said, you're gee, fellas.
You're gee, come on. And we hooked the move.
That's great advice.
And we give them a few tips of what to do with the full-blown penetration because they hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, because we know with gays it's P&P. It's not P&D. So we've got to teach them.
And that's their problem. They were trying to put the P in the P and it was very painful for them.
Yeah, try that. Doesn't work.
Yeah. So Palaszczuk, I think we definitely, I know it's P-A-L-A at the start and then I can't remember if we go C.
CSZ
or CZS. I know there's I remember trying to learn it at one point.
Why did you try to learn it?
It's a long story. I was going to ask her out.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask her out on a date.
How did you ask Conchetta out, Benny? What was the
Well, it's funny
date?
That we're actually talking about spelling because we were both attending an adult spelling bee.
Were you?
Yes, we weren't involved.
Were you contestants or were you just
No, audience.
You went along to watch an adult spelling bee.
Why would you do that?
Well, it's actually quite a fun day for everybody. You can go get a big Coke and a popcorn and watch some 40-year-old men try spell the rhinoceros.
Mm.
That's where we met.
Someone had just misspelled cabbage. And I lost it. I was laughing. And that's, you don't do that. You don't laugh at me.
You don't laugh.
But guess there was one other person laughing.
Me.
And it was him. and we locked eyes. And you know, when there was the break at the sandwich table, you know, he introduced himself, and the rest, as you say, is history.
Yes, I asked her out for a big bowl of soup, and the rest is history, as they just said.
As Conchetta just said.
P-A-L-L-A. Well, actually, you two were at Spelling Bees. You obviously love spelling.
Yeah, oh,
Alice, has that ever come up before?
Sure.
Well, we love it because we're so bad at it.
Yes.
Oh, so we're just so impressed.
This is
we're like,
you're doing great, Cam. Just go with your gut and let yourself into it. You know, we love spelling, but we can't do it ourselves. Sorry.
Okay. Back to you then, Cam. P-A-L-A-C-S-Z.
Is it C-E-K at the end?
Yeah, Palaszczuk, sort of. Question two.
Was that close?
We'll find out at the end. In the children's books and film, what colour is a big dog named Clifford?
I want to dive in real quick and just stop Benny and Conchetta because I can see they're champing at the bit. I can tell they want to make a joke about Doggy Style or something. I just want to say, guys, it's not that kind of show. So please refrain from making any remarks about Doggy Style or something like that.
We actually don't like that one.
We don't like that one.
We like to make eye contact
the whole time, so unwavering.
That's still sort of a comment about Doggy Style, isn't it? Even if
you're still
you don't like
about
it.
Okay, well, you brought it up. So
you guys brought it up.
We weren't even going to say anything about it.
Well, what do you like? What's your favorite posse?
Well, Doggy Style, if I have a little hand mirror that I can put in front of Conchetta's face so I can see her
eyes.
And
that's lovely because he's a feminist. And I'm not just the body. I'm not a vessel. I'm a woman. I'm a full-blown woman. And so he puts the little hand mirror and I do my little faces. I'm like smiling. I'm like shocked. You know, just to keep moving, keep connected. I say, let's connect.
She keeps me laughing the whole way through. She knows it's quite a chore for me.
Keeps you laughing.
Yeah, I don't really enjoy it.
He doesn't enjoy it.
What don't you enjoy?
You know, the whole P and the G.
You don't like it?
No, it's not for me. I know a lot of people like it. For me, it's not my favorite.
I'm so sorry, Cam. They came recommended, but
I just don't see how they're supposed to help. Like, they seem like perfectly nice people, but they're just completely not helping. It's very sexual. It's very inappropriate. And I'm a prude, famously, so I find this very difficult.
Very unsettling.
But I know the answer to the question.
Oh yeah,
Clifford is a big red dog.
I'll put red. Question number three. True or false? The easternmost point of mainland New Zealand is further east than the easternmost point of mainland Russia. True or false?
I specifically said I don't know much about this Russia-Ukraine stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, luckily we'll be able to throw it to the councillors in a moment. But the easternmost point of mainland New Zealand is further east than the easternmost point of mainland Russia. Russia, just the tip taps Alaska, right? So it would have to be not the full shaft of Russia, but just the tip is over there at the Alaskan edge. So that would have to put New Zealand pretty far across, you would think, across the date line.
What do you think, guys?
Well, I know quite a bit about Russia because Putin was one of our clients for a while.
Oh, yes.
God damn it.
He was difficult.
Really difficult, as you can imagine.
If you think this guy didn't really enjoy penis and vaginas, he enjoyed it much, much less. Less, less, less. So he was a real schlog. So what would you say, Hubby?
So based on that, based on our experience with Putin, I think I've got to go with New Zealand.
We're going with New Zealand.
Okay, the question is true or false.
We're still going with New Zealand.
New Zealand.
We'll say true. We'll lock in true. Thanks, guys.
Okay, lock in true. You think New Zealand is further east than Russia?
Doesn't feel right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But we've already locked it in.
Question four. What other two-word name is more commonly used to describe infectious mononucleosis?
What other two-word name?
An acute infection caused by the Epstein-Barr virus. What other two-word name is more commonly used to describe infectious mononucleosis? So I guess what's the disease that the virus gives you?
My instinct is staph infection. Staff. Otherwise, staff. What's the one where you get the...
Diarrhea?
Well, no. No. I mean, maybe. Fuck, maybe it is.
Vinny and Conchetta, do you have much experience with infections?
We don't have much experience with infections except for the large sort of... There's a big hole in my back.
What the... That sounds... Like sorry. Right on, that's real right in the ballpark.
It's right in the middle.
In
of the
middle,
back.
Like a button, but inverted. It's a big gaping hole.
And
like
that does tend to get infected a lot.
Like a blowhole. And so you have no experience with infections apart from the constant infection in the hole in the middle of your back. That sounds like you a little more experience than me. What do you think the two... What are some infections?
You're right. There's a lot of questions, isn't there, Cam?
I don't know where to land on. I don't care about the hole in your back, actually. I don't even want to ask
okay,
again.
Well, sorry, I don't care. But you know, I don't want to ask.
It's none of my business.
Someone asked.
No one asked.
Someone must have asked.
Someone asked because okay? He would why never bring, it up? Bring that up.
I'm really sensitive about
somebody
it.
Asking. Okay, he's not proud of it. I'm you know, not it's proud a fucking it. Hole in the back. His back. Okay. Shit.
Sometimes you can see how to put the soup in there.
Come on.
It's not a game. It's not a game for me.
Oh, come on. You got to lighten things up sometimes. He's so serious about it.
And that's where the infection comes in.
Yeah.
Do you guys need marriage counselling? You sound like you possibly yeah. could use someone to help you out.
I don't see why.
We no, no, no.
Some of the happiest couple you've ever met.
We are madly, truly, deeply, sickly
seem
in
meant
love.
For each other. Mm.
Thank you.
Okay, what is a two-word name for this infection?
Trying to put staff infection and leave it
yeah,
there.
Yeah, let's do that.
Lyme disease.
Oh, fuck, that's a good one, actually, now that you've said that.
Oh, Lyme you. Disease?
I am a doctor.
You're a
after
doctor.
All.
Yeah. He's a doctor.
That's something doctor. We could have tapped into a little earlier, maybe. No?
Yeah. Well, I just assumed you were a doctor like a psychologist because you're a counselor, but you're saying
MD.
You're actually a doctor of medicine.
And both.
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 You did both.
Yeah.
Yes. And what university was this?
Mm. Brown.
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 It was a Brown building.
Where was it? Where was this Brown building?
Believe.
What do you mean you believe? You don't remember?
It's so long ago. I'm an old man
He's
now.
He's lived a life. I mean,
lived
really.
A life. I believe I went to Finland to study.
Okay.
That's so what I believe.
Some Brown building in Finland where you got a double doctorate.
Yeah. I did it in 6 months. I was that smart.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you reckon? Lyme disease yeah. or staph infection?
Definitely Lyme disease.
I'm going to have to go with the doctor here and say, yeah, Lyme disease.
Yeah, absolutely. Follow
Thank
the
you.
Advice. Always listen to your doctor. Question number five. What does the acronym NATO stand for? Are you close enough to the news for this, Cam? What does the acronym NATO stand for?
I had to write a question about NATO for a TV show a few weeks ago, and I did look this up. And now I can't remember what it is.
It's amazing how you can fill your mind with stuff that leaves the next day, isn't it?
Yeah. I did look this up. It's
what's an organization?
The last one's got to be at organization. Yeah, is it North Atlantic?
Pretty sure it's the North Atlantic because that gathers America and Europe
sure,
together.
Sure, that's everyone up top there.
Conchetta, do you...
Yes, well, you know what? You're going to freak out. But NATO is an acronym for advice that Ben and I give our clients.
Oh,
so should we tell them what it is?
Sure.
So,
do you want to do it together?
Yeah, we're going to say it at the same time.
Like an improv game.
What the hell's improv? I don't know that at all.
I know that Carl Stefanovic improvises on the morning show, but I don't know what... Anyway.
Anyway, so NATO stands for
Never again touch
ass. What?
What was the last one?
Hang on.
Again doesn't
touch ass.
Ass.
And that's O at the end.
Never again touch ass.
How do you spell ass?
Wait. Oh, no, I've realized what we've done. We've spelled it wrong because we spell bad. We did it wrong. Darling, ashes begins with an A. Shit.
Oh, damn.
We're so sorry.
So it can't be that one then. So maybe it is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, I think, maybe.
You think treaty? Yeah, treaty. That feels right. Right?
It does sound
Yeah, that
dumb.
Feels right.
North Atlantic, North Atlantic,
Atlantic,
Atlantic
Treaty? Oh, God. Could it be that? Yeah, fuck it. Let's all treat.
Well, our only other option is never again touch ass. So.
Never again touch ass. Yeah, we'll go with North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
That was something Kenshetta said to me one time after I made a big mistake at the catwalk.
What did you do?
I was at the catwalk watching side of... Right, I had front row tickets. So I assumed that meant you can touch ass. And she said, never again touch ass.
The catwalk.
And so that's become sort of one of your main threads at your counselling service, hasn't it?
What's the catwalk? Were you at Fashion Week or something? What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, the models in the bikini, you just go down the catwalk.
This was in Finland, of course.
You guys freak me out, I'm not going to lie. You're freaking me out. Okay, so look, Benny's entire scrotum has fallen out of his shorts on the Zoom here. Yeah. So I don't know if you could fix that right, up Luke. Or something, but...
Yeah, you guys do that and we'll move on to question 6. Who plays Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy?
We know who this is. This is Christian Bale.
If I may, we love superhero movies. We love Batman. We love Spider-Man. We love all the big guys.
Green Lantern. Green Hornet.
Catwoman.
Ben, your scrotum has fallen out again, buddy. You got to...
It's long and stretchy like a bungee cord.
You've got to put on
longer
pants.
Just ignore it.
Question number 7. To which brass instrument is the sousaphone most similar?
Sorry, to which instrument is the...
To which brass instrument is the sousaphone most similar?
Sousaphone. The sousaphone. Let's say the tuba.
Yeah. I'll put tuba. Question number 8. Reals are the principal monetary unit of which country? Or is it reals, R-E-A-L-S, are the principal monetary unit of which country?
Instagram.
Come on, we
use those for our business.
You think of that as a country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sue us.
At this point, I feel like I need to ask, are you high?
Huh?
High on life.
Yeah.
Have you taken something before today's episode?
Taken a big helping of love.
But no, we have smoked a doobie for sure.
I thought
so. A big fat doobie.
There's only 2 questions left after we answer this one. Reals are the principal monetary unit of which country? I mean, I guess, you know, Europe's obviously out. You know, the ruble, that's Russian.
Club Med?
That's not a country.
Do you spend a lot of time at Club Med? You too?
We love Club Med.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's where people go to build back their relationships, isn't it? That's where they go to, like, once when the family's been going through some hard times, you go to Club Med. So
we
it's find
sort
of,
a
it
lot
must
of
be
clients,
a real market though. For you, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We set up a little stall and we just do, you know, quick 10-minute little readings.
Readings?
Like palm readings.
Yeah.
Did we not mention that?
No.
We do.
Hey, in fact, you barely mention anything that you do. I don't really see the qualifications.
Oh, you don't see my 2 medical doctorates from Brown?
Well, it took you 6 months in a Brown building in Finland. No, we don't think that's good enough.
So, yeah, we do psychic readings.
Psychic readings.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry for them, Cam.
That's okay.
I mean, normally our brains trusts are a little bit more
really
qualified.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
We'll do it quick. Hold up your hand, Cam. Just quick. Oh, you're busy. You are going to be real busy. and you can have that for free.
Oh, wow. My God.
All right, well, Club Med is an offer available to you, Cam.
I feel like it's South America somewhere.
Yeah,
Reals.
So do I.
What do we think? What's down there? Argentina?
Argentina's down there.
Let's say Argentina. That was the first one that came to mind.
Argentina. Question number 9. Lydia Ko, Nelly Korda, and Minji Lee are among the top-ranked women's players in which sport? Conchetta, you're a feminist. Do you follow sport? Do you know the top women playing in any particular format?
I'm not a fan of sport particularly because I think that if you're going to do physical activity, you should try.
Oh, yeah.
Try. Three letters, S-E-X.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually, I don't watch sport, but I go around and I coach a lot of women's sport and I tell them that. And
what?
I say,
you say stop. Hang on. So you're a feminist that goes round to different leagues and tells the women to stop playing sport and instead go fuck someone.
Well, I say, at least take a break, for God's sake, you know. Have you expend so much energy when you're dipping and diving and you're running and all the different positions. So, yes, I do. And a lot of women say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I do a palm reading as well. I say, you're going to win.
Wow.
Look, my instinct is... I think that the Cricket World Cup, Women's Cricket World Cup is on at the moment. So my powers of deduction are that these are cricketers.
Okay, I'll put cricket. Question 10, final question. In Roman mythology, who is the god of the sea? And that's S-E-A, not just the letter C. Before you jump in there, Benny and Conchetta.
I feel
who
like
is
you
the
have a
god
word.
Of the sea. Yeah. I didn't want Benny to say me.
Who is it?
No. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, in our family, the lord of the sea is the guy who did her C-section for our son Shmuley.
Have we talked about that son Shmuley? Have we mentioned that?
Yet another detail that is just coming to life.
Very late entry.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's not here at the house because he's at his pizza joint that he runs.
So he's an adult son.
Shmuley's pizza.
No, he's 14, but he runs his own business.
He runs his own business. It's a pizza joint.
Wow, and, a 14-year-old who tried to get away from you too. Interesting.
No. He still lives at home. He loves us, but he's making a good living from this pizza joint.
A great living, but if we just...
Well, the family's got to get money somehow, I guess, doesn't it? And it's obviously not through relationship counselling.
Oh, okay. This is quite rude.
You invite us onto your little program.
Well, it's just become abundantly clear that you're terrible at your jobs. That's
okay,
all.
Yeah, it's not true. And we actually each have 400 grand in the bank. So how much do you have in the bank?
Yeah, I bet we've got much more. And we also have stuff in crypto that we told you about, okay? But if just between us, Shmuley, it is closing down. He's had a lot of health and safety code violations because he doesn't wear a hairnet. And as you can tell, we're a very hairy family. Oh, God.
Yeah, she watched the movie Ratatouille and he was so inspired by it. He put a little rat under his
hand.
He did. We told him it was adorable.
We said, we believe in you. Do what you gotta do.
Did the rat help him cook?
No, bit him on the head. Yeah. It got infected really bad.
Yeah. That's what
he missed 3 weeks of school and he has to wear a little hat.
Big hole on the head.
He has to wear a little hat all the time to cover the scars.
But in Roman mythology, who is the god of the sea? I guess Shmuley is an option available to you, Cam.
I'm not going to look in Shmuley.
Go your own way.
No, he's the god of pizza.
He's the god of the Z.
Of the Tsar.
The Tsar.
I feel like it's Poseidon, right?
Yes.
Is that one thing I know?
It's
or
this.
Is that Greek?
Well, yeah. Is that Roman or is that Greek?
Oh, shit.
That's the question,
right? I think that's Greek.
I think that's maybe not Roman.
Roman god. I don't even know there was a difference. I thought...
Would it be something like Romans Paolo? Paolo Fognini or something like that?
Huh?
A classical Roman Italian name, maybe? Mario?
Neptune?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, Neptune. Yeah, Neptune. I prefer Poseidon, but Neptune. Yeah,
oh, do you? You got an opinion on that?
Yeah.
Prefer Poseidon.
And I will speak no more on the matter, lest I offend... The Romans.
Oh, you are starting to pick up some advice from Benny and Conchetta.
Yes.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did, Cam? I mean, I think you did horrendously, but what do you reckon?
I think I got 2 or 3, and that's all you can really hope for.
Yeah. The cinematic questions.
Yeah, I got those easy.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. And
yeah, that one was fucking easy. I reckon at the end of the day, this isn't my strong suit and I think I held my own. But more than that, I have opened up sensually and erotically and I've become a much more horny person as a result of listening to these two.
Yes, we're so glad to hear it.
And Cam, your scrotum's up, but we're not going to tell you to put it back. We say leave it hanging.
Thank you.
Happy to see it. Good job.
Proud of you.
Proud of you.
It's much more attractive. It's not so hairy, it's not.
Okay, well, there's no need to shame people.
Question number one was, the Queensland Premier's first name is Anastasia. Spell a surname. You said P-A-L-A-C-S-Z-C-E-K, But the answer was PALASZCZUK.
SZZZ, yep. I remember saying that over and over to myself. SZZZ, SZZZ. When I was going to ask her out. But of course, I blew it and we're not going out. We're not going on a date.
This is transported us back to the first time we met at the Adult Spelling Bee. Love to hear people spell.
Totally. Mm. And we think that after this, you should ask her out. There's really? Never too late.
Yes. Okay.
I'll ask her. Don't forget, Nathan.
I'd say no, just very much in Cam's wife's camp here on this one.
Of course.
We hate chodding.
No chodding, allude. No.
She is terrible.
Question number two was, in the children's books and film, what colour is a big dog named Clifford? You said red, and it's red.
Yeah, I got that one.
Thumbs up.
The eastern point, you said true, but the easternmost point of mainland New Zealand is not further east than the easternmost point of mainland Russia.
Jeez Louise.
A little bit predictable.
Oh, was that our bad? Do we do that?
The other two-word name more commonly used to describe infectious mononucleosis is not Lyme disease, it's glandular fever.
Shit.
I missed that day. Shit. I missed that day class.
What? What were you doing that day?
I was throwing the frisbee.
We don't have time. The acronym NATO stands for, oh my God, never a gun touch us.
Come on.
No, sorry, it doesn't. It stands for North Atlantic Treaty Organization. So points there. The Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy is indeed Christian Bale. The brass instrument the sousaphone most similar to is the tuba. Oh my God. Reals are the principal monetary unit of Brazil.
Damn it.
No it's points close. There. Lydia Ko, Nelly Korda, and Minji Lee are all top-ranked women's players in golf.
I don't know about them. I only know Tiger.
So you're a feminist as well?
Yeah. I learnt about Tiger through the women that he was sleeping with. I knew about all of them individually first.
You were fans of them?
Yeah, I was a fan of them. Their jobs as waitresses and airline stewardesses and stuff like that.
You're following their careers.
And strippers and stuff, yeah. And then I learned about him through them, yeah, so.
And in Roman mythology, the god of the sea is Neptune. 5 out of 10, 50%.
That's posh. That's how you get through medical school. Posh, Mark. You just got a posh.
That's as good as it gets.
P's get degrees.
Thank you.
Well, Crumpet and Kaminsky, thank you very much, both of you, for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping me out, guys.
Yeah, I wish you all the best. I'm obviously never going to invite you back into my life ever again.
You sound like the type of guy that really needs
really
to see us.
Needs us, man.
Well, do you have many clients at the moment? I imagine your books are empty, but do you have a couple that you're working with right now?
Obviously, doctor, patient, nurse, confidentiality.
Can't be.
Well, if you were to break it for one moment, do you have any clients on your books?
Kim Beasley.
And Dua Lipa.
Just those two? Is there anyone else?
They're together, by the way.
Don't say anything. Please.
We won't bring it up. Is there anyone else on your books?
Plenty. The Yellow Wiggle.
What about any comedians that might be doing a show during the Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Hang on a minute. Oh, yes, there's those funny little people.
Yes.
They're so cute. Their names, what is it? Ben Koshan and Conchetta Caristo.
Oh, they're your names, but with different surnames.
No.
Huh?
No, yeah. We couldn't be anything like those guys.
Crumpet is very different than Koshan.
But yeah, they're doing these little shows at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and you know we'll be in the audience. They're doing the last 2 weeks of the festival, right, darling?
Absolutely, yeah, they're good friends of ours, and they're doing really
and
well.
And they don't need much help. They are really living the dream. They went to the Gold Coast, spent $1 million, made $100 on the gigs they did, but they had the best time ever, you know? That's what it's about. So you guess you should go see them.
And is it
funny as shin?
Do they do? Are they stand-ups, or what do they do in their show?
They're sort of beyond that, you know. You can't put the label on these two.
Mm-mm, but they stand up, they sit down, they talk,
they dance, they shake it all about.
It's real good stuff.
Well, that's a
Ken. Don't you know them? Don't you have something nice you want to say about those guys? You love them so much.
I do.
Maybe
know
you both
them.
Can say something at the same time.
I would describe them as busy.
I know them both. I've gigged with both Ben and Conchetta a lot around the country, and they both crack my little ass.
Crumpet and Kaminsky?
Not Crumpet and Kaminsky. Conchetta Caristo and Ben Caution, the stand-up, right. The beyond stand-up comedians. And yeah, they crack my little ass up. I think they're really funny. I think you should go see their show. And I give it 10 out of 10.
Wow. That's so nice. We'll have to let them know you said that.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here, Crumpet and Kaminsky. And Cam, congratulations on 5 out of 10.
Thanks. That's not bad. I mean, I could get a medical degree if I kept going at this.
Like that. Yeah, well, if you ever drop into Finland, find yourself a brown building and it's yours. But you also have a show at the Comedy Festival coming up.
Sure do.
Which I am very much looking forward to because I've been hearing very good things about this one, Cam. You have found in the bottom drawer somewhere lyrics to old songs of yours that you wrote when you were a teenager. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. 14, 15, 16 years old. And no one's ever heard them, obviously. So I'm going to debut them at this comedy festival in Melbourne. I'm going to play the songs, tell the stories behind them.
So this comedy career has been a ruse to launch an album, essentially.
Yeah.
To break into the music scene.
Pretty much.
Can I recommend Triple J Unearthed? You know, that's how Missy Higgins got big. That's how Prince Fry got big.
I have been on Triple J Unearthed. They would not take me. They wouldn't have me. So this is my so that's why I've started doing stand-up comedy for 11 years so that I could eventually become a 34-year-old man who plays songs that he wrote when he was 15. And yeah, I'm there for the last 2 weeks of the comedy festival as well at Comedy Republic, and I can't wait to do my show there. It's very exciting.
I know. Well, it's going to be great. Looking forward to that. That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.